Good morning, Joel Hooper in for 100.9 WIFM. It is time once again to explore Elkin. And today, we'll explore Elkin with Laura Gaylord. Hello, Laura. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, Laura, we are here this morning to explore Elkin, of course. And today, we're going to explore Elkin in the form of the Elkin Farmers Market. What are we talking about when we talk about that?
Well, our farmers market has actually been in Elkin for quite some time, over 10 years. And in the last 5 years or so, I think people have taken more notice, have been more, cooperating a little bit more with coming down and trying it out. Because for a while, it used to be just a group of farmers with their trucks, and they just had their products in the back of their truck. And then it kind of morphed into where the Main Street Advisory Board, which is an advisory board for the town, Main Street Advisory Board saw how important the farmers market was for the community, and they then asked the market to turn into a kind of an event with tents. And so that began the next stage where everybody had to have a tent. So even that made it look more festive. But then about 3 years ago, we got a grant from the North Carolina Tobacco Trust Fund. We built the shelter, and the shelter has bathrooms, which made it even better. So more people started coming. And so now we get probably in the summertime during the height of season, we get about 300 to 400 people a day going through the market.
Wow. What can folks expect if they come down to a farmer's market? Maybe not just a farmer's market here in Elkin, but just a farmer's market. What can folks be prepared for?
Well, with this particular market, they're part of the North Carolina, they were part of the North Carolina Co-op Exchange. So that means that they have bylaws, there's a board, they have rules of what types of things can be offered there. So everything that you, when you come to Elkin, they also sell in Mount Airy and Dobson, but whenever you come to this particular farmer's market, you know that everything that people are selling are things that they've grown in their farm and their farms get inspected. People who are selling baked goods have to have an inspection of their kitchen.
Okay.
And people who make things and bring them have to, you know, it has to be things that they can't just, you can't be like a Mary Kay, you know,
right,
salesperson. You have to actually make your products, your pottery and everything,
right,
by yourself. So everything that you see there and everything that people can buy are things that people have grown themselves, made themselves, or, crafted themselves.
If folks would like to be a part of it as a vendor, would you call it a vendor, I guess, of sorts? Can you still do that? Do you have to do that at the beginning of the season, or how does that work?
Well, at the beginning of the season, usually around February, they notify everybody who's been a vendor in the past that they are having a meeting, and it's usually in March.
Okay.
And from March through Memorial Day is when all the vendors sign up, and then from that point on, no more vendors are accepted.
Okay.
The market goes through October and sometimes through November if the weather is good and the produce is still coming in. Last year they did extend it for an extra month, which was great. We always have live music, except for a very few exceptions. We also started, Wolf Down Food Truck has been coming and selling breakfast there out of their food truck on Saturday morning. So that's a new addition. We have co-op extension sends down Master Gardeners, and they come in and they set up a booth maybe once or twice a month, and they are there with helpful tips for gardeners. So that's nice to learn about beekeeping or ways to improve your garden and your home.
We're talking with Laura Gaylord as we explore Elkin and as we wrap things up here on this edition. The farmer's market going on today, is that correct, Laura?
Yes, it goes every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon. And even during the Pumpkin Festival, they're there as well, and they extend their hours on special events. We also have another event coming up, Take a Break from the Interstate, at the end of July, where they'll be staying longer that day, too, with a food truck as well.
All right, folks. As always, thank you, Laura Gaylord, for coming in and informing us about the farmer's market. And as always, folks, today, it's another great day to explore Elkin.